I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking a long scheduled day off. Aaron McPike, veteran political reporter, is in the house for. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, that was clearly one of the most memorable moments from last night's debate. There were some other things that Donald Trump said last night about if he becomes president, what he will do. Take a listen.
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious.
Well, joining us now, WMAL legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, Joe DeDenova. Joe, if he were to become president, is that something that he could do? Could he reopen an investigation that the FBI says is closed?
Absolutely. The FBI didn't have anything to do with it. And as a result of what Comey has done, obviously any reasonable prosecutor, which is how Comey describes people who would look at the evidence, would reopen this case in a New York minute. Trump has it right, and I think it was a powerful moment for him. I think he clearly won the debate last night. It was a terrific performance. She didn't answer the 3 a.m. call in Benghazi. She's a criminal. And he's going to have to confront, if he becomes president, he and his attorney general are going to have to confront the very serious problem that we have a dirty cop as the head of the FBI. I mean, this is Comey's situation. Is so serious. You cannot imagine the conversations occurring that Trump alluded to in his trips around the country. But I think Trump won. Great performance. As Tucker Carlson said, this was an escape artist of the Harry Houdini variety.
Yeah, I mean, going in, you will agree, his nose was bloody and he was in the ropes before the fight ever began, right?
No question about it. The Billy Bush tape was disgraceful, obviously embarrassing. He handled that part as well as he could. A little bit pushy from Anderson Cooper, not surprising. And, of course, Martha Raddatz went off the rails over Syria. I mean, her performance was embarrassing from a journalistic standpoint, but, you know, that's for another day.
Aaron?
Yeah, well, okay, so do you think the best moment of the debate was the jail comment?
Absolutely. No question about it, because it encapsulated, in just a few words, what a huge majorities of the American people think about her, and that is that she got away with some pretty serious crimes. And obviously not a perfect performance by Trump because of the beginning, but I think when all is said and done, he saved his candidacy.
All right, so let's talk about some other stuff that's going on in Hillary world right now. Been a whole lot of documents that have been dumped into the coffer. We now have begun to see the transcripts of her speeches that they got leaked out. And one of the things we're finding out is that she had this idea, she talked about it in one of her speeches, that you can have a private and a public view. What did you think about that?
Well, it's not surprising. I mean, many politicians feel that way, although they never enunciate it in front of any audience, let alone in front of a group of people that give you tens of millions of dollars, like the people on Wall Street. It's pretty obvious why she didn't want any of her speeches made public. She said things there that are diametrically opposed to what she's saying during the campaign, whether it's the trade deal with the Far East or anything at all about her public positions. I think it's, you know, the emails, it's going to be fascinating. Two things to look forward to: more tapes on Trump and more emails on her.
Well, that's the other thing. Do you think there, I mean, we keep hearing rumors that there are more tapes out
there. Of course there are, yeah. For heaven's sakes. This guy was a, first of all, let's remember this. Donald Trump was a private citizen. We may not think of much of what he said, but he didn't kill four people in Benghazi like she did. You know, I've really had it up to my scuppers with this stuff about this. Yeah. This woman is responsible for the death of a series of Americans in Benghazi. She did nothing. The president went to sleep or played golf. Nobody can figure that out. She didn't do anything the rest of the night, and she has the gall to complain about this. By the way, I'm deeply offended by Trump's comments. That's not the issue at this point. The issue is, when you have a president, what will they do? In her case, she'll go to sleep.
Okay.
Joe, can I ask you a question about something that came out in the emails that were revealed on Friday? As you know, there are batches of emails that come out every couple of months. And in the batch on Friday, it was revealed that a couple of Clinton's aides at the State Department, Cheryl Mills and Huma Abedin, were working with Bill Clinton on some foreign policy sort of political speeches, and that was commented as a clear conflict of interest. Are there legal implications because of that?
Well, there clearly are legal implications, but not as long as President Obama is president. He's not enforcing his own conflict of interest policy, which he, Obama, forced her to adopt before she became Secretary of State. Remember, she testified under oath that she would follow these rules. She clearly didn't. Her staff didn't. They violated all the rules. They clearly lied to Congress under oath, all of them. But as long as James Comey is the director of the FBI, in other words, a dirty cop in charge of the most important federal law enforcement arm, there will be no consequences. And by the way, I believe in retribution, political and legal, if it's properly founded. And I think if Trump becomes president and he wants to appoint a special prosecutor or an independent counsel or a special counsel, as the Department of Justice regs provide, they should do so. Because the conduct of Clinton and her aides at the Department of State is a national disgrace. And the fact that the FBI director ignored it makes him not only a dirty cop, but a national disgrace.
There was another thing that came out in some emails that came from Jennifer Palmieri.
Right.
That were laying out who might be people you could reach out to in the media. A list of people that might
that
be...
That would be everybody.
Who might be... You know, receptive to their pitch, as they say. And it's like a who's who of people in broadcast news. I mean, Wolf Blitzer, Gloria Borger, John Dickerson. It goes on and on.
Listen, you know, the one thing I always loved would want to see Trump do is say, who'd you vote for, Anderson, in the last election? Are you registered to vote? Which party are you a member of? This is such a laughable situation. The American media doesn't exist anymore to be a neutral and detached provider of facts. They are advocates now. Everybody is Jorge Ramos. Believe me, you don't have to be a Spanish-speaking journalist to be an advocate. Anderson Cooper, look at Martha Raddatz last night. I mean, that was embarrassing. She had to show off about how much she knew about Syria. You know, why don't you become Secretary of State, Martha? You'd be great, I'm sure.
It was pretty egregious. I'll have to agree with you on that one. Thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure, my friend.
You bet, Brian.